Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
John Harbaugh and others will meet with said media and all sorts of fun in the 1 o'clock hour on top of that. But joining us now to talk about the Birds of Baltimore having a really good month of June, including the win last night, 5-1 over the Rays. He's longtime voice of the Orioles. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Wednesday, Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there, man. Appreciate the time, as always. Before we talk about last night's win, the month of June so far, Trevor Rogers is going to get the ball tonight as the Orioles, you know, filling this Wednesday hole. Kate Povich won on the IL after Sunday's game, so he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. It looks like if you were setting an expectation level, Jim, for Rogers tonight, and I guess you are because I'm going to ask you to, what would it be? I mean, he wasn't all that great in the minors, was great at Fenway a month or so ago, but what would you want to see from him in a perfect game? Obviously, is the best case scenario.
Well, I think what you're looking at with Rogers tonight is just keep the team in the game. You know, Tampa Bay was shut down last night. Dean Kramer allowed only one run, which was good because they were one of the hottest hitting teams in baseball. So Rogers really needs to do the same thing tonight. Not necessarily hold on the one run, but keep the Orioles in the game. The bullpen has been so good as of late that if they have a lead when the bullpen comes into the game, you got to feel good about it. So that's my expectations for him tonight, is just go on out, pitch well enough to keep the team in the game, and if you get the W, so be it. But the team win is much more important.
Now, we were talking about Coby Mayo here, who's rode the pines the last couple of nights against the Rays, because they've been, you know, they're righty heavy in the rotation. Taj Bradley's on the hill tonight, another right-hander. But since he's been showing a pulse, signs of life, hitting the ball, he roped that double against the Angels in the sweep on Sunday. Would it be prudent for Tony Manziel, when you put the lineup together, to maybe get him some swings in here tonight and definitely by tomorrow?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, you know me, Bob. I'm one that feels that if you have a top prospect on your club, he's got to play every day. Finally, they're playing Jackson Holliday almost every day. They gave him a day off over the weekend on Sunday against the Angels. But these guys need to play. They're not going to improve if they're sitting on the bench. They need to see major league pitching. And I would hope that he would be in the lineup tonight. You know, it doesn't matter to Coby Mayo whether there's a righty or a lefty on the mound, because he's a good hitter. And I just don't understand why the last two nights. I mean, you know, two nights ago they wanted Arias to play, and with Mayo playing mostly at first base, Ryan O'Hearn has played first base in the first two games in this series. So, you know, I just don't understand it. I mean, why bring a guy up if you're not going to play him?
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, 105.7 The Fan, Vinny Haney, Woman Crush Wednesday. Outfield defense. And we're not going to pick on Jorge Mateo because he's hurt right now. Or Keston Hestad-Kerstad, who hurt him and now back on the farm trying to get it together. But when we were talking about them in the outfield, Jim, it's like, oh, it's Bad News Bears. A bunch of Timmy Lupuses running around out there for Buttermaker. How much better with health and with Carlson and Laureano, how much better are they with the gloves in the outfield today than they were just 3 weeks ago?
Oh, they're much better. I mean, that play Laureano made last night, a perfect throw to Gunnar Henderson, who, by the way, made an outstanding tag to get the runner trying to stretch a single into a double. And, again, when you have the guys playing most of the time, that's going to happen because you get reps and you get better at it. And I realize they let Mullins DH last night to keep him off the field. But Kowser is certainly capable of playing center field. And the more you play, the more reps you get. I think it goes a long way to helping you solidify your defense.
Hey, Jim, it seems like they're, you know, on the base pass and stuff, they're taking advantage of their athletic ability and their speed. They're running more. And Britton over there on third base, you know, he's reeling them around third base a lot. They're being very aggressive on the base pass.
Yeah, that's good to see, Vinny, because they do have some team speed, so why not take advantage of it? And, you know, third base coaches are noticed when a guy gets thrown out at the plate. But if you don't try to score a run, you're not really doing your job. So I like what Buck Britton is doing, and I like what Manzolino is doing. I actually would like to see them try to steal more bases. They got one last night. There was one caught stealing. But I think they have overall team speed to be able to go out and do that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jim, the probably one of the most pleasant surprises in the bullpen, maybe Baker. I mean, last night he didn't throw a ball, but I mean, like they're very confident in him when they put him out there, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely, Vinny. I mean, he's been a godsend for them because, as you mentioned, he attacks the strike zone, and when you throw strikes, you have a real good chance out of the bullpen to get guys out. Last night he was 8-for-8. I mean, threw 8 pitches, all 8 were strikes. So he has been somebody that they can rely on. He's best suited for the 8th inning, but he does have a couple of saves on days that Bautista was not available. So he has been a guy that has really fit in with this bullpen, which, as I said, has been pitching very well overall. No runs allowed last night in 4 innings.
He's Jim Hunter, powered by Verizon, every Wednesday here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. All right, 1-1 with the Rays. Got 2 more of this one. Then you go to the Yankees. Can't score all of a sudden. What needs to happen the rest of this week so that we really go all full on Nolan McGraw saying that the Orioles are back when they return to Camden Yards?
Well, they got to keep it up at the plate. I mean, last night they scored 1 run in 5 different innings, and they ended up winning 5-1. They had 4 players with RBIs. Holiday, Henderson, and Kowser had an RBI each, and Laureano had 2. They got real good starting pitching. Dean Kramer pitched 5 innings, 1 run, and then the bullpen 4 scoreless. But it all starts at the plate. And as they showed on the homestand, where they had 11 or more hits in 3 of the 6 games, that's what they're going to have to do because Tampa Bay, they excel at pitching. They're an organization that really understands how to develop pitching, and if you can get to that pitching, you're going to have a good chance to win. And it would be nice to see them win tonight and then have a chance to win the series with a win tomorrow.
Jim Hunter, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday. I'll see you next week down at Pickles Pub.
Thanks, Jim.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
You got it. Jim Hunter, everyone. We'll come back, take a quick trip through the Funhouse. Then NFL lunch, 1 o'clock, more Lamar. Get into this quarter-century team, if time permits. Then Vinny's off to 1 winning drive to see the final mandatory minicamp practice. Last practice for the Ravens for about 6 weeks. John Harbaugh is going to talk to the media. Always fun to hear from him. American League East report coming up at 1:15. And then we'll talk NFL. Chris Boom Baca from USA Today here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.